Emma, I've got you a gift.
Oh,
it's Christmas, isn't it? Actually, I'm re-gifting.
Oh, well.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I like recycling.
Re-gifting.
That's really good.
Re-gifting?
Yeah, it's re-gifting.
Yeah, I didn't... There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You have to wear it, though. Now.
Thank you.
It's nice.
It's nice. I think it'll suit me.
Isn't it great? What a good friend of mine. Actually, I was re-gifting him because I've bought myself something new.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Very nice.
Very Is my nice. Mouth in the right place?
Ish. Close.
Because it wasn't this morning.
Yeah.
So nice. I thought we could do the service like this. Do you think this would work?
I think they'll take us very seriously from now on.
I think they
this
will.
This point forward, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas, everybody.
Do you think we should see if anyone else has got gifts?
Oh, yes, maybe other headgear or
other
things.
How do people have beards?
I don't know.
It's quite hot. How do you eat and see? Simon, how do you eat and see the beard? Right, gifts.
Yes, other people
Has anyone...
might have brought a gift share with us and to show other people. Did anybody get something nice this morning that you'd like to come up and show everyone?
Come on up!
No, too busy actually colouring it. To come.
You don't
to...
have to be a child to do this. Oh, it's a microphone.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You don't have to be a child to do this. Anyone can come up.
James, you don't
show their gifts. Have you received anything?
Small, I see. Oh, here we go. So, James, what did you get this morning?
This morning I got a robotic dung beetle.
Oh.
We get the best gifts in our house.
Oh,
it's
very fast. It's very fast. Well...
It's fallen off the stage. It's not moving.
It's an interesting present, James. Yes. Well, did anyone else get a dung beetle? No.
Robotic, no less.
Robotic dung beetle.
Oh.
It went very well on the wooden bit. I'm not sure we're
going
to be able to top that. We should have maybe saved that one, James, for later in the service. Right, Tegan. Oh, look at that.
Brilliant.
Ooh, that's very good. I'm just thinking, can you take a step forward?
Yeah, there's a bit of danger there.
Nice. That makes me think of like the backstage in a theatre. Yeah, very nice. Good. Going to write all your special notes in there. Nothing yet. Okay. And Lydia, what have we got here?
This is my sketchbook.
It's very... I've seen inside here, so I've had a sneak preview. And actually, you scratch off the black, don't you? And underneath, it's very pretty colours. And there's one already been done. I think that
That's
definitely
good.
Deserves a little round of applause, doesn't it? Very nicely done.
Excellent.
Was there anyone else desperate to show us a present? Anna, yes.
Oh!
And I know there are people in my family who are wearing... their underwear that they got for Christmas, but they're way too embarrassing.
Inappropriate.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. Abuse of my position of power. Sorry.
I know David took his shirt off at the last service, but it's too far.
Sorry.
No one else. No more gifts. Did anyone else receive any gifts? You don't have to bring them out. Oh, wonderful. Have people got things to go back and open? So much to look forward to.
In the Old Testament, the Jews had some good clues, some information in the Bible about what God was like. And they also had some prophecies about what Jesus would be like. But the Jews still found it very hard to understand what God would really be like. And it reminds me a little bit of when I was younger. I used to watch a program with my dad called Question of Sport. Some of you may still watch it. So they have this round where you have to try and guess the sports personality. And the cameraman will show you just a little bit of the sports celebrity, maybe a hand or a nose or maybe the back of them. Sometimes you'll get their face in a disguise, wearing a hat or something like that. And the teams have to work out who it is. And sometimes the teams kind of disagree. They come up with different ideas of who it could be. It's not really until the cameraman goes back and takes a proper picture of the person, fully in focus, taking all their body parts into the image, that you really know who it is. And this is a bit like it was for the Jews. They had all this information about who the Messiah would be, but they had different ideas. They came to different conclusions. Some of them thought that the Messiah would come to save just the Jews. It was just for them, just for God's chosen people. Other people said it was going to be a king, that he was going to be a king from the line of David, like King David. Other people thought he was going to be a religious leader from the tribe of Judah. Other people said he'd be a prophet like Moses. And some people really, really wanted a warrior, someone who was going to come and defeat the Romans. And all the prophecies were true and accurate, and they were all good clues as to who was going to come. But they weren't the whole story. So it's not really surprising that the Jews were a little bit confused about who God was and who Jesus was going to be. And in fact, they were confused as well about what they were going to be saved from. And not just them, what we were all going to be saved from. They wanted saving from the Romans. They wanted saving from that oppressive regime. Just in the same way we might want saving from some of the things that are unfair and unjust and oppressive in our lives. They had no idea that God was so loving and so merciful and so full of forgiveness that he would send his son to save us from something much, much more sinister and much bigger than the Romans, and that the prize would be much bigger than democracy and freedom. It would be eternally exciting. They just didn't have enough clues, or maybe they just didn't understand those clues in the Old Testament to really get that idea. But when Jesus came along, that's when they started to understand. Because Jesus was God with us. He was our way of understanding who God was, because he walked with the sinners, he welcomed the widows, he talked to the children, he taught the misguided, he did all these things that we read about in the New Testament, and we start to understand more about God's character because we see Jesus the man. And there's some verses in Hebrews that sums this up nicely. Here we go, I'll read it to you. Long ago, in many ways and many times, God's prophets spoke his message to our ancestors. But now at last, God sent his son to bring his message to us. God created the universe by his son, and everything will one day belong to his son. God's son has all the brightness of God's own glory and is like him in every way. By his own mighty word, he holds the universe together.
Now, when Jesus came to earth, he came to show us what God is really like. He showed us the true character of Almighty God. But sometimes, just like in the DVD, we replace Jesus. We replace him not with gummy bears and things like that, but with our view of what God is like. We replace him with what we think God is like. Sometimes we replace him with views that we've grown up with, that people have told us. Sometimes we replace him with views that we've got from the way people have treated us who have said that they're Christians. Sometimes we replace him with what other people say. But sometimes we replace what Jesus, what God is really like, with our own views. And we can begin to get a picture that is not actually correct. We can begin to think that God is actually quite harsh, that he's a judgmental God, that actually he'll find us really hard to love because we're not very lovable people. We can begin to think that actually God doesn't accept people, but he rejects certain people. We can begin to think he needs persuading to love us, because he struggles with how we are. We can begin to think that he doesn't care about the world and the things that go on with it and the people who are hurt in our world. Which is actually very, very far from the truth, because when we look at Jesus, when we look at Emmanuel, when we look at God who made his dwelling among us, we see a very, very different story. Because we see a God who is committed 110% to us and to the world around us. We see a God who cares for the uncared for. We see a God who reaches out to the margins. We see a God who welcomes all people. We see a God who rejects corruption. We see a God who rejects greed. We see a God who mourns with those who mourn, and a God who rejoices with those who rejoice. We see a God who does not judge, but welcomes. We see a God who does not condemn, but forgives. We see a God who does not ignore, but goes out of his way to notice every single one of us. Because when we look at Jesus, when we read about what Jesus was like, we see who God is and what God is really like. We see the Word became flesh. We see the image of the invisible God. You know, N.T. Wright, who's a famous theologian, some people may read some of his books. Some of his books are by Tom Wright. They're a bit simpler. I like to read those. N.T. Wright is a bit in-depth. But he says this: if you want to know who God is, look at Jesus. If you want to know what it means to be human, look at Jesus. If you want to know what love is, look at Jesus. If you want to know what grief is, look at Jesus. And go on looking until you're not just a spectator, but you're actually part of the drama which has him as the central character. If you want to know who God is, look at Jesus, who was born and came to live among us, who gave his life that we could live. I hope this Christmas, among the celebrations and the fun, among the excitement and all that you do, and also among the hard times and the struggles you may have today, I hope that you have a moment or two to look at Jesus and to see what God is really like, and to recognise that he loves you and that he can transform the world around us. At Christmas, we not only receive lots of gifts, but we also like to give to people as well, because Christmas is a time of giving as well as a time of receiving. Isn't that a song? Oh, Cliff Richard! I knew it was something. I was thinking it was a carol, but no, it's Cliff. Well, similar. So this year, as a church, we're going to take up an offering to give to Jimmy's. It used to be called Jimmy's Night Shelter. I'm not really sure whether it's called that now, but Jimmy's, who work with the homeless in Cambridge, and we're going to take up our offering this morning, and all of the money that you give will go to Jimmy's. None of it will come to the church. So if you would like to give some money to be sent to Jimmy's to help those who are homeless, providing them not only with somewhere to sleep, but also providing them with jobs and homes now as well. So if you're able to give some money, that would be wonderful. And we're going to take up our offering as we sing our next carol together, which is Silent Night. Do you know, God is an all-powerful God, almighty God. And he could have come to earth and in his power and might destroyed all things in a blaze of glory and magnificence. But he chose to come to earth to show us how much he loved us. In fact, the Bible says this, that he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a human being. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross for us. And that's why at Christmas we celebrate, because God became human. But the Bible goes on to say that now he is exalted above all things. And that's why we can worship, not because God became human, but because God is an almighty God who is full of grace and love. And so may God bless us and keep us and walk with us. And may God be with us today, especially as we celebrate his birth and as we enjoy our time together. Amen.